Shin Vavay Shin Vavay Shin Vavhe Yudeshin Vavhe Yudeshin Vavhe Shin Vavay Shin Vavay Shin 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 Shin Shin Vav Yud 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 Shin Vav
just following the vibration of the chant into the body, letting yourself relax into the inside, into the process of descent, letting your senses open inward, seeing inwardly, hearing, smelling and tasting, touching the inner. Allow yourself to sink down and in, finding yourself once again upon the cloister path that leads down to the inner sanctuary. slowly descending, noticing the windows on either side, giving glimpses of the past. Step by step, moving downwards and inwards. Moving down as somebody who holds the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh, and whose vibration, whose keynote, is vibrating in the heart of you. Bringing together the qualities of will and imagination, of enlivening and embodiment, in the service of the Spirit. So as a brother or a sister of the healing name, descending down to the inner sanctum, meeting the past as you walk, until coming once again to the small and remarkable door, but as you look at the door, you see that something has changed. Carved deep into the center of the door is the triple flame of the letter Shin. And grouped around it as a mandala is a carving of the lion and the man, the eagle and the bull. You notice this and open the door. Stepping forward, you cross the threshold, once again finding yourself in a warm, safe place, a place of stillness and protection, a place of peace and a place of life. The inner sanctuary, your inner sanctuary. And as your eyes and senses adjust to the new place, you discover that you are standing in a small square room with a dome. You are standing at an altar. And there are four stained windows, one to each wall of the room. And as you stand there with your hands upon the altar, you feel your identity as a brother or sister of the healing name, one who brings balance into the world, one who brings healing into the world, one who is aligned with the deep energies of life. And as you look in front of you towards the east, in the stained glass window you see the image of the Archangel Raphael, in yellow and gold and pink, the colors of the dawn, for this is the angel of the dawn, the bringer of breath and new life, This is the great healing angel who makes things new. And as you look at the angel, feeling yourself to be a bearer of the name Yod-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh, you look at the angel and the angel looks at you, and the image becomes three-dimensional. And you are seen as you see. It's as if the wings of the angel wrap around you. And he who is the angel of healing recognizes the healer in you. And at the angel's feet there is the image of the winged man who bears the pure yellow light of the essence of air, the breath that heals, the breath that renews. And for a moment you commune with the angel and the holy living creature, and you allow the pure yellow light to fill you, breathing it in with every breath. Feeling lighter, feeling expanded. Turning to your right, to the south, we contemplate the southern window. This is the angel Michael, in red and gold, the angel of fire and light, the warrior of God whose face shines like the sun at noon. And at his feet is the image of the winged lion, who bears the pure red flame. And you stand there as one who bears the name Yod-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh. And as you look at the angel and the angel looks at you, the image becomes three-dimensional, and you are seen even as you see. You are seen in yourself, you are seen in your identity as a warrior of light. You are seen as a keeper of the deep will. The deep will that the light shall shine in all places. And you feel the fire of the red flame consecrating you, awakening you, deepening your will, deepening your courage. And you turn to the west. Here the stained glass window is in blues and greens and silver. And within it we see the form of the great Archangel Gabriel, the great cleansing intelligence. She is the purifying Archangel, keeper of the waters. Mistress of the storm and the tempest. The archangel who is most strong. At our feet is the image of the white eagle. Bears the single drop of pure blue light that is the essence of water. And you are seen as the cup holder, the one who holds the compassion that cleanses all wounds, that purifies all worlds, that irrigates all worlds and brings new life. For you are one who holds the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-He. And you are seen even as you see. The presence of the angel wraps around you. Strengthening you, purifying you, making you a clear channel for the light. And you feel the essence of the water flowing through you, cleansing blood and bone, heart and head. Making you a center of life and irrigation. Making you one who promotes the deep flow of the universe. Who cleanses the places of stagnation. Who brings sweet, fresh water into the world. Turning to the north, we see the Archangel Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness, in deep greens and blacks. She is the angel of mystery. She is the alchemist of deep heaven. Let her presence touch you, as she sees in you another alchemist, a keeper of the name, who brings the principles of will and imagination, of enlivenment and embodiment, into activity for the transformation of the world. At her feet is the image of the winged bull, who bears the shining green stone that is the essence of earth. Beheld by Uriel, let her wings and her arms embrace you. Receive the shining stone that is the essence of matter. Turning back to the center, placing your hands upon the altar, feeling the presence of the Holy Form, letting your energy sink deeply down into the roots of the earth, feeling balanced by the angels, feeling the power of air and fire, water and earth. Look upwards into the golden blue dome, into the high worlds, and right at the apex of the dome we see the triple flame in pure diamond white light of the Shin, the source, the spirit, the height that balances the depth. And as we notice this, a shaft of pure diamond white light descends, touching our bodies, embracing our bodies, sinking deep into the earth. And in response, we take our place as the true human being, feeling our feet deep in the earth, feeling our pelvis in the moon, our heart in the sun, our head in the stars. Feeling the presence of the Holy Form, being the true human being, uniting the height and the depth, being in the stars, being in the sun, being in the moon, being in the earth, uniting the worlds, squaring the circle, being the living pillar through which the universe flows. Stepping out of the vastness then, finding ourselves once again, our hands upon the altar, feeling the Holy Four holding us, and blessing them in return. Turning once again to the small doorway that brings entrance into the sanctum. Noticing that on this side of the door, there is now an image that is uniquely your own. Study this image for a moment, commit it to memory. It will be a companion to you in the work that comes. And then slowly open the door, and stepping through it, begin the ascent. Noticing as you do so, the images you see through the windows as you make the cloister walk upwards. Noticing the potential of things that may manifest. Step by step, walking back up into the body and into this room. Hearing in the distance a chant that guides your steps. Yund He Shin Vav He. Yund He Shin you.
Unation. Vave. 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 Unation. Vave.